Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. So I've been out of touch for a week with a bug that would not let me talk for the most of those days. This is one of those things we can't predict in life, the common cold. I do all the things I preach to you about, vitamin D, vitamin K, eating right, getting enough rest. But just like the fender bender, we can drive the speed limit and do complete stops. And still someone out there may not be as conscientious. Boom. Our day has changed. So now that I'm feeling better, I want to tell you a little story. It must have been 30 years ago. And I was young and pretty, but I had a broken heart. I was desperately in love, but it was with the wrong person. I knew this, and so did he. After trying to figure out a way to make it work, we both agreed it just wouldn't. And as sad as it was Christmas time. You know how things magnify at Christmas? If you're in a good place with someone you love, then all the magic swirls around like a snowfall. But if you're not in a good place, then watching everyone scurry around buying presents and going to parties is painful and lonely. That holiday season was a tough one. Perhaps it was the first time I ever felt the Christmas blues. Now, I know what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus being born and saving us from sin. And thank God for that. But I couldn't help the way I felt. Now, I had other guys that wanted to date me and take me out, but it just wasn't happening. Not yet, anyway. So I went through the motions of getting to the end of the month, and on Christmas Eve, upon returning from work, there was a UPS sticker on my front door. A package for me? Back then, things were a lot different, and these guys drove around a couple times a week. Not like today, with daily Amazon packages. Anyhow, I called the number on the peach-colored slip and learned that if I got to the warehouse in just 20 minutes before they closed for the holiday, I could get the package. So I jumped in my car and I fought that Christmas Eve traffic and the torrential Florida rain, but I made it to that UPS store within 2 minutes to spare. The clerk found the package and locked the door behind me. Then I sat in the car and I cried. With that package in my lap, tears of happiness, sadness, and overwhelming emotions. You see, it didn't matter who it was from. Someone had thought enough of me to acknowledge that I too should have some holiday cheer. When I opened that box of chocolates, it was the sweetest thing in the world to me then. It may be to this day. It came from a neighbor that had moved a few years prior. The note said that he would never forget the plate of cookies that I took him one Christmas, and that I would never know what that meant to him. Well, yes, I did know. The circle of life, the ripple effect, karma, I say it's God's grace. Now, pick a person today that you can bless this Christmas. The impact might just be life-changing. Now, go and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, and please take your vitamin C. Until tomorrow, God bless.